Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Traffic stop leads to major drug bust, three arrested. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Three 22-year-old men are facing multiple felony charges following a traffic stop in Campbell County that led to a significant drug seizure. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, deputies stopped a gray 2024 Honda Pilot with Minnesota plates on Sunday morning after clocking it at 60 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone on Highway 50 near Force Road. During the stop on Hidden Valley Road, a deputy reported a faint smell of raw marijuana coming from the vehicle. Canine Wick was called in and alerted to the presence of drugs. A search of the vehicle uncovered roughly 75 pounds of marijuana, along with 537 THC vape cartridges containing more than 1,000 grams of liquid and 48 ounces of THC wax. Deputies also found 7 hydrocodone pills. All three men were arrested and charged with multiple felonies, including possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, as well as misdemeanor possession charges. The case remains under investigation. Hank Lyon announces run for Campbell County Attorney. A deputy prosecutor in Campbell County is entering the race for county attorney in 2026. According to multiple Wyoming sources, Hank Lyon, a deputy county and prosecuting attorney, has announced his candidacy to succeed Campbell County Attorney Nathan Hankus, who is not seeking re-election. Lyon called Hankus' decision a huge loss for Campbell County, but says he plans to continue a tough-on-crime approach if elected. Lyon said in a release, "My goal is simple, a safer Campbell County through tough, consistent enforcement of the law," and added his priorities include protecting children, prosecuting violent criminals and drug dealers, and pursuing election crimes to the fullest extent of the law. In his current role, Lyon handles cases involving child sexual abuse and drug distribution and works in the Felony Treatment Court program, coordinating with treatment providers while holding offenders accountable. Lyon holds a law degree from Emory University, where he graduated in the top 5% of his class, along with an MBA. He says his background in family-owned business has helped prepare him to manage the county attorney's office, including its roughly $3 million budget and staff. Lyon lives in Gillette with his wife, Cassina. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.